Sefer Parshas Tzav.
Kol ma shoyim bal habayis asay, chutz mitzay. Whatever the bal habayis tells you to do, you need to do, besides what it tells you to go, to leave. In the context, when you give a drosha, you have to listen to what the Baal HaBayis tells you to say. Besides when it tells you to go, when it tells you to stop dashing, you can carry on dashing. So I was told that he though I was asked to speak in Hagodosh of Pesach, he said it's Erev Shabbos, they always speak about the parasha. So he says start off with the parasha and then move on to Hagodosh of Pesach. So maybe we'll start off with the parasha but connect it very strongly to Pesach. So holding Erev Shabbos, Hagodol, Parshas Tzav, a few days before Pesach, there's a big, strong connection in this week's Parsha to Chometz and Matzah. Where do we have a connection in Parshas Tzav to Chometz and Matzah? Korban Mincha, the Korban Teider was brought of Chometz and Matzah. Every other Korban he brought was only Matzah. The only Korban Mincha that had Chometz as well was the Korban Teider, which had Chometz and Matzah. Why is it that the Korban Teider had Chometz and Matzah? All other Korbanos was just Matzah, this one had Chometz as well. Chometz, as we know, represents the Yetzirah, represents negative forces, whereas Matzah is a sign of simplicity, just the bread and water, it's a sign of purity, it's a sign of a Yetzirah Tov. So every Mincha was only Matzah. The Korban Teider consisted of Chometz as well. Why did the Korban Teider have Chometz also? So we know nowadays we don't have a Korban Teider. But if somebody wants to show appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to show thanksgiving to Hashem, we have a bracha that we say, Hagoymel l'chayovim toivis shegumalani kol toiv. Hagoymel l'chayovim toivis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goymel toivis to the chayovim. Right, so a person went overseas, a person was in a dangerous situation, and then when he benches Goymel, he says, Goymel l'chayovim. Chayovim means he's chayiv. He's chayiv, he's sort of, there's a midas hadin, there's something hanging over him that's saying he's a chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Why do you say Goymel l'chayovim toivis? Because it could be a person wasn't deserving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. Because he wasn't deserving, he might have done things wrong, and yet Hashem was still kind to him. So he comes and he gives a bracha of thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Korban Teider, which was the forerunner of the bracha of HaGoyim L'Chayam Tovis, it had in it that chometz. The chometz represented the chayovim, the HaGoyim L'Chayovim Tovis. Interestingly, we are mechanech our children in all brachas. The Sheikh Lulav, tell them to make the bracha beforehand. They light Chanukah candles, make the bracha. Well, mechanech them in all brachas. The only bracha children under Bar Mitzvah don't make is the bracha of HaGoyimel. They fly overseas, family go overseas, they come back, the father benches Goyimel. Why don't we say the 12-year-old boy, 10-year-old boy, should come stand next to the Sefer Torah, and he should also bench Goyimel. It's the only bracha you find that you're not mechanech children to say. Why is that so? Because they're not chayiv. The bracha is HaGoyimel l'chayovim toivis. A child done by mitzvah is not a chroy for his own averis. So therefore he's not chayiv. Therefore he can't say the bracha of HaGoyimel l'chayovim toivis. There's one other time when a person brings a korban teider. And that is the Mishnah in Shavuos, the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yudalei. The Gemara says, Kishum esifin ala e'er. If you have a walled city and you're extending the city, you bring a korban teider. Says Eim Sifin Ale V'Leil Al Azores Ela B'Melech. You have to have a melech, a novi, the Urim Tumim and Sanhedrin Shashivim Ve'Echad. So you have a king, a novi. You have to have the Urim Tumim there. You have to have the Sanhedrin of 71 Tayonim. U'Bishtei Teiders. You actually bring two korban teiders. U'Bishir. Ubezdin Mahalchin, Bezdin walk around the extended area. Vishtei Teiders Achrayim. You bring the two korban teiders with you when you're walking on the extended area. We say in Mizmor L'Seida, Bo Sha'arav B'Seida. Bo Sha'arav, when you're extending the Sha'arim, B'Seida, you have to bring a korban teider. Why do we bring a korban teider when we're extending the walled cities? And it's, we're going to bring one as well. The Gemara Pesachim says, "Also, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Haisif Al Yerushalayim, Mr. Shem, Moshiach will come b'mehir v'yameinu." So we're going to bring the carbon taida. Why do we bring the carbon taida when you extend the walled cities? And the answer is that whenever one adds on to a person's gashmius, there's always that danger. How would he take it? Is it going to be something positive? Is it going to be an achievement in his life? Is he going to be able to do chesed and tzedakah? Right? Or is he going to be drawn into his wealth? And it won't be positive for him. It'll be negative. It'll be chayovim. So therefore, when we add on, we tell everybody there's a danger over here. Which way is it going to go? We bring the chametz and the matzah, carbon taida, thanking Hashem, we're being marked of the gvulim, but we say, remember, there's chametz and matzah. Right? There's the purity of the matzah, but then there's the chayovim of the chametz, and a person has to be careful. So that's one vote on the parasha, on the carbon taida, connecting the carbon taida to chametz and matzah. Also, another short vote in this week's parasha, you'll find that when the kainim inauguration, they bring a carbon mincha, the pasuk says, Tefune minchas pitum takir reich nechaich l'Hashem. Says Rashi Melamed Shetunan Psisa, right, you have to break it up. Now by carbon oni, the pasuk also says, Pasos Isa Pitum, you have to break up the carbon oni. You don't just bring the matzah the way it was, you used to break it up. Rabbi Aaron Bax asks why? Why do you have to go and break up? Carbon oni brings this nice matzah, why break it up? So he says that when you break that up, it looks more and looks fuller. Break it up into big pieces, chunky pieces. It fills it up. It looks small. And we don't want to be mevayish the oni. So you see how careful a person has to be when it comes to someone else's feelings. You find as well with the carbon oni when it brings a bird. The pasuk says, "V'shisa oisa b'chnafa v'lo yavdu." You break the wings a bit, but you don't separate. You don't take the feathers off. Now you all know that when you burn feathers, there's a horrible smell. So why do we keep the feathers on the bird of the carbon oni? Because if you keep the feathers on, it looks bigger. It looks small. And we don't want to be mevayish. Right? You find it in this week's parasha again. The pasuk says, in Perek Vav, pasuk Yitches, Zoyz Toyes HaChatos, these are the halachos of the chatos, B'mkai Masha Yishchat Ha'oilo, Tishchat HaChatos. Where you shech the carbon oilo, that's where you should shech the carbon chatos. Just tell us where you shech the oilo, where you shech the chatos. Why does the Torah say, do you know where to shech the chatos? Where you shech the oilo? Why is the chatos dependent on the carbon oilo? So the Kliyaka says beautifully. He says a carbon oilo comes if somebody would have hirurei rom. If he has bad thoughts, he can bring a carbon oilo. A carbon chatos came for a much more severe sin. If somebody was over krisis by mistake, you bring a chatos. It's much more severe. Right? So if somebody's coming and he's bringing a chatos, everyone will say, oh, he did a much more severe type of avera. So you don't want to embarrass him. So you bring the chatas where you bring the oila. So no one knows exactly what carbon you're bringing, and it's less embarrassing for the sinner, for the person who did the avera. So you see how far the Torah went to be careful about someone else's feelings. So Maisa, Chaim Brisco, used to go for walks. When he would go for a walk, he didn't go with his rabbinic attire. You could put on, just dress like a normal man, just walk. Think you couldn't tell if you didn't know who he was, you didn't know that he was the Rav of Brisk. So he's going for a walk one day, and he's walking past the train station, a yid comes off the train, and he sees a yid walking there, and he goes, oh, actually you can help me with my suitcase. He goes, yeah, sure, where are you going? So he tells him, going to this and this address. So Chaim goes, and he shops the suitcase for this yid. As they're coming to the road of where this person lives, Chaim stops at the beginning of the road, doesn't enter the road, and he tells the gentleman, would you take your suitcases? It's the fourth house there on the right. So first he says, oh, I just came for such a long journey. Can you not just, it's another four houses. Chaim says, no, I can't. So don't you know, I'm master of a mitzvah, even like Gemara, you started the mitzvah, you might as well finish it. Chaim says, no. Alright, Yid has no choice, he has to schlep the suitcases in that last part of his journey. The next day, the Yid says, oh, he tells his host, I want to meet the Rav of the city. Say it, takes him to Chaim's house and he walks in. It's the shock of his life. The person who he bothered to schlep his suitcases was Chaim Brisco. Apologize, please be moichem me, I didn't realize. Nah, it's Pesedah, don't worry. Zichem moichem, chesed, I can help another Yid, why not? So then the traveler said, I want to ask you something. Why didn't you schlep the suitcases the whole way? If you already helped me, you stopped at the beginning of the road, you told me it's the fourth house on the right. If you're already doing it, do the mitzvah, Taka. I must go to the mitzvah. Why did you stop? He says, I'll tell you why. If I would have schlepped the suitcases the whole way, right, I would have knocked on the door of your host. Right, and he would have seen that Chaim schlepping the suitcases for you, the Rav of the city schlepping the suitcases. Right, he would have started screaming at you, how could you be invited to the Rav? And you didn't know. Right, so I didn't want, I wanted to save you that brusha. I thought you'd just come and visit. I didn't know you're going to come visit me. Right? So you see how far-reaching the sensitivity that Chaim had for another person. Right? So that's second thoughts on this week's parasha of the sensitivity that one should have for other people. Okay, let's move on to the Agoda. So we start with Kiddush. Right? It's a roadmap. 14 things, the Yad HaChazoka, Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpaz, Yachatz, 14 things that we do on Seder night, and we start with Kiddush Asher, Bocha Bonu Mikolom, Ramon Mikoloshen, Vekiddushonu, Bimitzvaysov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadoshos with His mitzvahs. Every moment of the day, 24/7, we have mitzvahs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu which govern our lives. The children ask the Manashtana, and it's wrong that right after they finish asking the Manashtana so beautifully, you tell them, okay, you can go play, come back in an hour. No, you have to give them the answer, Chach, Avodah Mayinu. At least tell them the answer. Avodah Mayinu answers all of those four questions. We used to be slaves to Pirate Mitzrayim, and now we are free people. We're free? V'kidishonu b'mitzvaysov. We have mitzvahs, we're working even harder. Every minute of the day, we have commanded what we're supposed to eat, what we're supposed to sleep, how we sleep, what we think about, what we eat. Every moment of the day, 24/7 literally, we have mitzvahs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean that we were free? Baruch Hu took us out, oh, Zaman Chayr Seinu. What does it mean, freedom? The definition of a free person is that he can do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. He's free. He can make his own decisions. If you ask somebody, point to yourself. Point to yourself. A lot of people will point to their hearts. Now, chas v'shalom, somebody has a heart transplant. So you ask them, point to yourself. What's he going to do? Point to the jar on the table, say, that's me? So your heart is not you. So, okay, point to yourself, you point to your brain. What's your brain? The way you think. You think a Lexus is a nice car? I'll show you a BMW. I'll prove to you a BMW is a nicer car, a better car. What does it mean the way you think? Your memory in a chas v'shalom, somebody has a stroke or is not well, he loses his memory, an old person, chas v'shalom, you know, if he's not well. So he loses his memory, you're going to say he's not himself. He's still here, he's still the human being who he is. Right, so when you say to somebody, point to yourself, who are you? How does a person identify who he is? Sort of identity crisis over here. The answer is, you are your neshama. That is the real you. Your neshama of the person is the essence of who he really is. Chelek elekai mimal. So again, coming back, the definition of a free person is somebody who can do what he wants, when he wants, where he wants, how he wants. No one can tell him what to do. He can choose. So who's the real you? The real you is the neshama. And what does the neshama of every yid want to do? Mitzvahs. Ein chav ben chayrim. You can only have a free person. Misha Isaac ben Tyra mitzvahs. Son is Isaac and Tyra. So we were slaves to Pare, and then we couldn't do what we wanted. Pare told us, you go here, you work there, you sleep out, you're the shepherds, you sleep out with the animals overnight. We didn't govern our own time. We couldn't do what we wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and we became free people. How? V'kiddushonu b'mitzvaysov. He gave us the mitzvahs. And we can do whenever we want. We're free people. The true self, our neshama, taka, that's what he wants to do. And that makes us the free people who we are. Right? That's the difference between chometz and matzah. Right? Chometz is you let it rise, you give it time. Matzah, you control the time. You do what you want. Right? A slave doesn't control his own time. His boss tells him, now I want you to work here, today I want you to go there, tomorrow you got to travel over there. A free person, he controls his own time. He can do what he wants with his time. Right, that's the first mitzvah that we got in Mitzrayim was Hachodesh Hazeh Lechem Reish Chadoshim. The Sepurna says, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Chadoshim. He gave us time. You do what you want with your own time. So that's the first nekuda of Kiddush. We're mekadosh ourselves v'kiddushonu b'mitzvosav, which has in it the whole yisod of avodah mayinu. We were slaves to Pare. Now we're free. We're free to do the mitzvahs. Just a few lines later in Kiddush, we say Moedim l'simcha. Chitulon Hashem l'kinu ba'avo. Moedim l'simcha chagim uzmanim l'sosim. Moshe Feinstein points out that by Sukkot is the mitzvah of the semachta b'chagecha. Torah tells us explicitly you should be happy. Shavuos also the Torah tells us is a mitzvah of simcha. By Pesach, there's no mitzvah of simcha. Torah doesn't say explicitly you should be b'simcha. Right, the Moedim, the Simcha is by Sukkot and by Shavuos. By Pesach it doesn't say. Says Rav Moshe, because there's no need to say it. It's an automatic response. We're so happy because Baruch Hu took us out and we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an automatic happiness and there's no need to go ahead and say it. We start off just with the Maggid Halach Ma'anyo. This is the poor man's bread, the Ochla Avastono Ba'adim Mitzrayim that they ate. Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol. And first of all, we'll ask, what is the Shaychus? We start off Halach Ma'anyo. This is the poor man's bread. And then we say, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol. So Rabbi Zalman Meltzer says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches, says that the Shbrochu created mankind with one person, Adam Merishim. So people shouldn't go on and say, if there would be two people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have created the world with three people. One person said, you know where I come from? I stam from Yemen. Another said, you know, I come from him and he's better than you. All mankind starts off with one person. So nobody should be misguided, nobody should be arrogant over another person. So Zalman says that a lot of times what causes friction amongst people is a person's different financial status. Some people are more wealthier, some are less wealthier, and that could impact how a person gets along with other people. So we start off the Maggid, Halach Ma'anya, Di Achlav Son of Adam Israel. The Matzah is the biggest equalizer between everyone. We were all in Mitzrayim, we all ate the poor man's bread, we were all in the same boat. And therefore, such act is called Dichvin Yesev Yechel. Whoever wants, let him come and join with us. The whole Yisrael Mitzrayim was a hachana, a preparation for Matan Torah. By Matan Torah was Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar, Vayichan Lashon Yochid, Kishachot Belev Echot. So we start off Halach Manya. We're all the same. We're all there for each other. Kol Dichvin Yesev V'yechel. Whoever needs, let him come. Now, by the way, there's an interesting debate going on now in Eretz Yisrael between Yad Vashem and the Knesset. Some members of the Knesset say that in Yad Vashem there's a award that they give to the righteous of Gentiles. Right? That if a guy goes and he helps the Yidden during the war, then they get a special award recognizing their efforts and what they did, that they saved other Jews during World War II. So there's members of the Knesset that are turning around and say, why don't we have the same thing for a Jew? If a Jew saves another Yid, there should be a special award for the Yidden that went out of the way and they helped other Yidden. So they're trying to pass a bill, a whole new legislation now, that Yidden, there should be a special award for Jews. Yad Vashem have to produce a special award. Yad Vashem are arguing with the Knesset and they're saying no. If a guy helps a Yid, that's taka chiddush. Right? And part of the conditions to get that reward is they didn't do it for any financial gain. Sounds if the Yid said, hey, take my money but save my kid, they don't get it. That has to be for no financial gain. And they taka, Yid went to Chassidum Sa'ilam, and it was Maisa Nefesh to save another Yid. Taka, we should give recognition. Says Yad Vashem, but for Yid to help another Yid, it's a Tava Poshet. You're not a hero if you help another Yid. It's a Tava, that's what we're here for. Called Dichvin Yesev Yechel. So there's a whole debate going on at the moment. It's interesting. What person holds about it. But definitely you see over here in the Agadah, Kol Dichvin Yesev V'yechel, every Yid is there for another Yid. Matzah is the equalizer, and that's the Takasi in Mitzrayim. How the wives help the husbands, one Yid helped another Yid. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Vayigdav, Vayetzeh, Elochav, he went out, he saw what he can do for another Yid, and that is the the yisoid of the achdus and klai yisrael leaving Mitzrayim as achonah for Kabbalah Satoyah. And we finish off Hashat HaOcho, the Shana Abba Ba'ad Yisrael. Next year, we should be in Eretz Yisrael. How does that come in over here? So there's a Medrash in Eicha that says, Golso Yehuda Ma'ini. Kaiso wanted to Golos, says the Medrash Ma'ini, because they didn't eat Lechem Oini. They didn't eat the matzah. Because of that, they wanted to Golos. So therefore, Halach Ma'anya, this is the poor man's bread. We're eating matzah. We're eating matzah. Hashat HaOcho, the Shana Abba Ba'ad Yisrael, we should take B'Zeicha. Which should be zeichah to the geula. Okay, so Avodim Yinu, we spoke a little bit about the slaves to Pari Mitzrayim, because Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out, we still would have been there. Everybody asked the same kasha. Don't you have a United Nations for whatever they're worth? And maybe they would have helped. You know, they tried to help. At least the emphasis is on the word try. They try to help other nations. So maybe they would have come and helped the Jewish nation if we still would have been in Mitzrayim. What does it mean? Idu la yitzak od shvoch, as I was saying in Mitzrayim. I think the Rambam brings a Zoya that says that we all know that no slave ever escaped from Mitzrayim. They had these magic dogs all around on the borders. So the Rambam says, if you're working with Kishuf, you can come with whatever you want on all the warplanes, but if you're working with supernatural powers, right, you won't be able to take a nation out. It's like, they say the Bermuda Triangle, any plane, any ship that goes that area, it's gone, it vanishes. Right? If you're working with something supernatural, you can come with all the warfare, you won't win. So the Mitzrayim, they're working with Kishuf. So you can have all the United Nations, they wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim. We still would have been there. And it finishes off, whoever's marble sapa b'siyas Mitzrayim, he is rewarded. I somehow got onto this some Israeli email listing. Right? They send out the Israeli news and Baron Leib, B'chaim, and all the things. So last year, in the email before Pesach, they wrote, again, I don't know how verified that, if it's true, whether Reb Chaim said this or not, but they bring down over there from Reb Chaim that later on we say, Kol Shalayom Shlesha Dron Alo, if you didn't say Pesach Matzamar, Leyotze Dechavosay. So Reb Chaim says, if you say anything more than that, that's already Mar Belasapa, and I raise them a Shubach. I normally think you have to say hours and hours. So, as the din of kalamar belasapa is in Mitzrayim, since you have to say pesach matzamor, anything more than that is already included in the kalamar belasapa is in Mitzrayim. Again, it's only from an email, so I don't know how verified whether it's true or the Chaim said that or not, but it's not a chiddush. Right. So once you say kalamar belasapa, so the next chelik of that God is ma'aser reblezi. I'm sure that is just proving the importance of how much you have to say. You see these great five talmidei chachamim. They stayed up the whole night at Shabbat Hamidim, and they said the Gizman Krishma Shashachas. Right, so again, it's not a major chelik of the Haggadah of Sipi Sis Mitzrayim. It's just showing us as an introduction how important it is. Next paragraph is also an introduction, right, telling us that you have to say it. Belaila, Koyim Mechayecha Aleiz, Chamramim, Yimechayecha Oilem Hazeh, Koyim Mechayecha Lehovi Lemais the Mashiach. I think the Rav Shasa used to say, Koyim Mechayecha, your whole life should be Lehovi Lemais the Mashiach. You should try to do things that should be Zeicha to the time of Mashiach. Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas Natari La'am Yisrael Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMokim. You find, the Shemesh Rav says, that the expression HaMokim is always to do with Nechama. Chamon Islam, a person sitting shiva, famously a person comes in and says the pasuk Hamokim Yinachim Eschem B'soich Shar Veitz Mushlaim. The Gemara brings down in Brochus, somebody has a geneva, right, he loses money, you say Hamokim Yimalo L'cho Chasver Necha. The Gemara in Shabbos says Hamokim Yirachim. We say Hashem Yirachim. The Lashon of the Gemara is Hamokim Yirachim. You see, in a time when a person needs Rachmonus, time of din, you always say the expression of Hamokim, Hamokim Menachem Eschem, B'Soich Shavei Litzim Yerushalayim. So why over here do you say Baruch Hamokim Baruch Hu? So Schwab says that person has different types of children. Sometimes he has a child who's a Chacham, right? Sometimes a Tam, or maybe a Rosh, or any Deilisho. Different types of children. And a person cannot choose their own children. Children, you try to be mechanech them as parents, we try our best, but every child is unique. And sometimes a person might say, sitting around the table, "Vusapis, I have such a type of a son. I wish I'd have all my sons would be chachomim, baruch hamokim, baruchu." Rabbi Shalom, sort of like an achamat, a person. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hamokim, Baruch Hu. Right, now, Hamokim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Mekayim Shalom, he's all there. Right, Baruch Hu, blessed is He. Somewhere abstract. Baruch Shanasan Torah La'amu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Right, we have a Torah. And then Baruch Hu, again, in the abstracts. Right. Brevda brings down, I think, from the Vilna Gaon. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in two stages. He created the physical world, and then he created the world again at the time of Matan Torah, which was the fulfillment, the tachlis of the world. So it's like two stages. There was the physical world, and then there was the purpose of the Torah. If Klai Yisrael wouldn't have accepted the Torah, the world would have been destroyed and finished. That was the end of the world. Every time a person makes a decision, there's always a thought process behind it that you don't necessarily see. Right, so in the night of HaKadosh HaToiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating such a beautiful world. Baruch HaMokim, He created the whole world, the Mekayim Shel Olam. And Baruch Hu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that thought process, the abstract. Baruch Hu, blessed is He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't see, but that thought of creating this beautiful world, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that as well. Baruch Shanos HaToiv La'am Yisrael is the second chelik of the creating the world, gave us the Torah, and Baruch Hu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating, for the thought of also giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Gemara says, Areach Toiv Mahuin. What does a good guest say? He says, "Wow, look what the Baal HaBayis did for me. Everything he did it b'shvili." Areach Ra. What does a bad guest say? Gemara says, "Listen, he's making a challenge. He anyways had to provide for his family. So he threw in an extra potato for me. What's the big deal? The Baal HaBayis didn't really go out of his way because I came along. That's a reach ra. A reach toiv, a good guest in this world says, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such a beautiful world. And I've HaKadosh HaToiv. HaKadosh HaToiv, they gave us the Torah. A reach ra says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he anyways made the world. And he anyways gave the Torah. So I happen to be Jewish and I also have the Torah. That's a reach ra. A reach toiv will come and express his HaKadosh HaToiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. By the any day, this will bring down the pasuk of the Haggadah of Higadito Lebincha Beyoimahu Lemo. So the Higadito, you should tell over to your son the Bincha Beyoimahu Lemo. How do you translate the word Lemo? By Davar Hashem Moshe Lemo. Saying, where did Hashem say to Moshe Lemo? Saying. The real translation is Vaydaba Hashem Moshe Lemo, the Lama to Emma, to say over. So Hashem told Moshe Lemo to say over to Chaisel. So Vigadito Lebincha Bayemahu Lemo means you should say over that God to show Pesach and say tonight in such a way, Vigadito Lebincha Bayemahu Lemo, that he should be able to say it over to his children. Right? So the Messiah should carry on. Yaakov, when he saw Ephraim and Manasseh, gave the brachas. He said, "Ephraim and Manasseh, Keruven v'Shimon Yehuli." Because when Yaakov saw the second generation that were on par with the first generation, he said, "Keruven v'Shimon Yehuli." Right? And that's the tachlis of that Godesh Pesach, to give over our values, right, and our Messiah of who we come from, Lema, that they should be able to say it over to the next generation. Yochum Rosh Chodesh, why dafka from Rosh Chodesh? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, it's as if it's happened already, right? So we got the Havtocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Chodesh. So you would have thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it on Rosh Chodesh, it's as if it's happened already. So it says, no, B'yoyim Ahu. On that day, Yochum B'yoyim, B'yoyim is when you bring the Korban Pesach, says, no, B'shosh Yishmatzim Mor Menachem Lefanecha, because if you're going to educate someone, the best educational tool is having a few props. Having the matzah, the morah, having it there with you. Right? So dafka b'shosh yes matzah morah, menachem lefanecha. That's when That's when you say the Haggadah Shal Pesach. You can't just talk about it as a theory. It has to be in practice as well. Why is it so important that you have to be maskal b'gunus b'sayim b'shvach? So Moshe Feinstein says, sometimes you can have a person who wants to do tshuva, who wants to do 180 degrees turnaround. He says, I'm changing my lifestyle, I'm becoming a better person. So there's two ways to do it. A person can blank out everything from the past. So I'm only focusing on the future. I'm ignoring my past. Or a person can always remember where he started out and where he's up to now. So Moshe says, the better way is always to remember the past. Because if a person turns around and says, that's it, I'm only going to be good now. I'm going to daven a few times a day, I'm going to come half an hour before Shachris, I'm going to learn 2 hours every day. And then sometimes, as we know, Sheva Yipal Tzadik will come. The person does have a few setbacks there and there. So you can have a setback and he's going to go, I'm failing, it's all crumbling, there's no hope. However, if a person remembers where he came from, he says, do you remember what I used to be like? I wasn't doing any mitzvahs. At least now, okay, so I had a setback. It gives a person chizuk. So he says, maschol begunos. We start off. There used to be mamish oydavid zora. Take pieces of wood and stone and think these are the creators of the world. He'll have a yid. He might have had a bad week. Didn't make it to his chavusa that week. Couldn't work on his midas that week. His shachris wasn't very good that week. Sure. Okay. You know what? Remember where we came from. So you had a setback this week. Next week will be better. That's why it's so important. The maschol begunos, the sayim, the shvach. That could fit in maybe. The Rashi Kaverna Hamokim is maybe because he had that setback. So also he feels bad. Give him that nechama. Oh, very good. Shkoyach. Then we start Baruch Shema after Chosel Yisrael. Just before we finish that Betchila Vedazar at the end, it says the Ekach as Avichem. Hashem says, I took Avraham. The Oilech Yisrael, I took him B'chol Eretz Canaan. The Arba Zarei, I gave him Kai. So the Eten La Yitzchak, I gave him Yitzchak. The Eten Yitzchak Yaakov, I gave Yitzchak Yaakov. It's all the Aleph at the beginning of the word is I, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Reb Brevda says he's once by the Seder by Chatzkel. And Allah said that Chatzkel brought out this Nakuda of the Ekach, the Eilich, the Arba, the Eten, it's all I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Muna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happened was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Ram Yitzchak, Lo Klaizo, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we say Baruch Shema after Chosel Yisroh. You look in the article, they translate Baruch Shema Hafta Chosle, blessed is he who keeps his pledge. If somebody makes a haftoch, he makes a promise. There's keeping a promise, as they translate it over here, Baruch Shema Hafta Chosle, he keeps his promise. But if you translate it literally, Baruch Shema Hafta Chosle means he guards his promise. Right, there's a difference between keeping a promise and guarding a promise. Keeping a promise means, the mashal, if I tell a child, come to my house tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll give you a bar of chocolates. Child comes to my house at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I give him a bar of chocolate, I have kept my promise. Shema, if somebody guards a promise, means, I tell the child, if you come to my house at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll give you a bar of chocolate. At 1:45, I send a taxi to pick him up. And I make sure he's by my house at 2 o'clock. I'm guarding that promise. It's not just keeping a promise, it's guarding a promise. Baruch Shema Hafta Chosel Liyisrael. Because Baruch Hu guards, he guards that promise to Klal Yisrael that there will always be a Klal Yisrael and he'll take care of Klal Yisrael. And he guards it to make sure, put everything in place that there will be a Klal Yisrael. And that's what we say, V'hish amdala v'seinu v'lonu. So you get all the different nice shetlach, the vav, the shishis, the mishnah, and the hey, chmishchum shetayr, and the yud is aser sadibris, right? And v'hi, they pick up the wine, we don't drink yayin nesach. It's all very nice shetlach. But the pashup shat, V'hish amdala v'seinu, it is this. What's this? It's going back in the previous paragraph. Baruch Hashem mahafta chosel Yisrael. That Kadosh Baruch Hu guards that promise that there'll always be a Klal Yisrael. Right, then if you go through the history of Klal Yisrael, right, how we got expelled from England, from France, from Hungary, right, 1421 expelled from Austria, 1492 the Spanish Inquisition, 1496 expelled from Portugal, right, you have the Holocaust, you have the Crusades, you go through it all, it doesn't make sense that there still is a Klal Yisrael and we're going so strong. How is it? What's going on? V'hisha amda. Say one of the kings asked this court preacher, he said, give me a short and conclusive proof that there's a God in the world. He answered, the Jews. The very fact that there's a Klal Yisrael defying all laws of natural history, and we're the only nation that was so persecuted, the Taka shows, v'hisha amda, it's the baruch shema haftuchasa li Yisrael. And we finish off, v'gama sagaya she'avoydu ton anochi, v'achichen yetzu b'chush gadol. So let's finish off with two maises. One maise, Klausenberger Rebbe, the Chazal Gevrocha, was laying in the bunks in Auschwitz. Next to him was a Yid who was a Meshumet. Nabuch a Yid that converted to Christianity, but Hitler didn't differentiate. And this Yid is in Auschwitz together with the Klausenberger Rebbe. After a long day of hard work, of beatings, and he's laying there at night, and he turns around to the Klausenberger Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, ma ani l'chai olam haba? Am I going to get olam haba? Klausenberger Rebbe didn't know what to answer. On the one hand, Nebuch is a Yid struggling. Well, Maisi is a Meshumet. He converted to Christianity. Is he going to get Olam Haba? And before he had the chance to answer anything, this fellow turns around and he says, if Hitler considers me a Jew, then so does God consider me a Jew. I definitely get Olam Haba. So the Klausenberger Rebbe then said, oh, das ist Pshat. V'achichen yetzu b'chush gadol. So Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Tabano ba'oznei, but he's begging Moshe Rabbeinu to beg Klal Yisrael that they should take all the golden riches when they leave Mitzrayim. Why? Because Avraham Avinu, Eisei Zokin, Avraham Avinu shouldn't have complaints. Right? That day they went down to Mitzrayim. Vavodum v'inu oisem abe meishana. You are Mekayim. Vavachichen yetzu b'chush gadol. That you are not Mekayim. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu begged Klal Yisrael, please take out all the gold and silver and the riches of Mitzrayim. Avram shouldn't have complaints. Is that why the Yidden should go and take out all the gold and silver? Just that Avram and Vina shouldn't have complaints? Is that the whole reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing it? So the Klausenberger Rebbe said that Hashem told Avram and Vina, your children, behaving like your children, will go down to Mitzrayim. V'avodah v'inu moysam. And your children, if they're behaving like your children, v'achichen yetzu b'chush gadol. But unfortunately, Klal Yisrael, they're up to mem tesh'ai tumma. I don't know what it means. You can go like this, mem tesh'ai tumma. I don't know what it means, mem tesh'ai tumma. Right? But obviously it's very bad. They had to leave. So, who says they should get v'achichen yetzu b'chush gadol? They weren't behaving like a Klal Yisrael anymore. But if they were ready, Yidden, Favodum, Ve'inu, Oysim, Abim, Me'eshonah, for that they were Yidden, Abizoy, V'achichen, Yetzim, Chush Godol, they have to be Yidden for the reward as well. That's what the Kozum word of Shat in that Medrash, in Chazal, that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Avraham Avinu, asked Moshe Rabbeinu, make sure they go out with many riches. Towards the end of Magad, we say, V'at Eryoim, the Eryo Klal Yisrael, didn't have any mitzvahs, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them Dam Milah and Dam Pesach. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them two mitzvahs. Sanzerov had one son who was a Kanoi. It's a big Kanoi. And you know a Kanoi, the way they speak. That fellow, the mitzvahs of Agrobin. He's such a rush, it's a mitzvah to bury him. So Sanzerov wanted to give Musa to his son. So he said to him, says in that God, and just on Saturday night, he was talking and he said, "Bat Eryum ve'Eryum." They didn't have any mitzvahs. They were barren for mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them Milah and Pesach. Because why? Why didn't they have any mitzvahs? They needed chusim. Just beforehand was Makkas Cheshach. In Makkas Cheshach, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died. And Kadosh Baruch Hu especially made them die in Makkas Cheshach, so the mitzvahs shouldn't realize. So during Makkas Cheshach, all the Yidden were going, they were burying all the Rishayim. So they're full of mitzvahs. Zaytzechayis, you see from over here, there's no mitzvah to bury Rishon. That's what the Sanzerov said to his son. Right? So on the spot, his son turned around and said, Tata, if they're dead, there's taka no mitzvah to bury them. But if they're alive, there's a mitzvah to bagrovin. So that's the mitzvah there, the mitzvah, the milah, the pesach, the shvach, the shetak, help us, the shetak, the zeicha, holding in listen, tak, the zeicha, so the good shleim, and merry, and merry. Amen.